This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Monty knows I believe this every fiber in my being. We're posed. What I proposed is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. Politics like prevailing and... I'm taking too much time, but...
Yeah, you are, Joe. You're taking a little too much time. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. That, folks, was Joe Biden pulling a Joe Biden. He forgets his proposal. Speaking of using a lot of pronouns, because pronouns don't require specificity. And at the end of it, he goes, I'm taking up too much time. I've forgotten what I was going to say. It doesn't matter. You know, that thing. That thing. Yeah, that was what's the name? That group? Quest, not Questlove. Anyway, so Joe Biden is forgetting something. Let me tell you, he did something far worse. Far worse. He did indeed. I'm going to play that clip here in a second. Glad you guys are here to help me sort of think through a lot of these issues that we're facing today. And I've been tough on Joe Biden. I've been even tougher on his wife, Jill Biden, and I want to talk about her today as well. Because it turns out that Dr. Jill Biden is anything but. She's got an education doctorate. And as one of the guys who I talked to about this story said, he says that's just a step above a GED. Yeah, she's not a medical doctor. She's not a PhD. She's an Ed-D, which gives you the title of doctor. I don't know, when I would hear Dr. Jill Biden, I thought she was like a brain surgeon or something. I figured they met in the operating room. But no, she's an ED. Look, if you're an ED, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But it's not like being a real brain surgeon, like, you know, Dr. What's his face? Y'all know who I'm talking. You know, that thing, that black dude, the doctor, that thing. Oh, man. Yeah, she's not even a real doctor. Did it shock you guys when y'all found that story for me? Were you surprised? Because, see, I saw a tweet about it, and I went, no way, because I have never even thought to question Dr. Jill Biden. I mean, she's a doctor. After all, she's being pulled along in the whole vortex of this race. So why would I question her? She didn't ask for this. Joe, she's been stand by your man, Jill Biden, for a long time. By the way, you know when she got her PhD, her ED, it wasn't that long ago. Guess where she got it? University of Delaware. We'll delve more into it. Right now, I want to talk about Crazy Joe. Because, see, Joe's got a big problem, much bigger than forgetting and his dementia and Hunter and the Ukrainian bribe scandal, or I should say Ukrainian extortion scandal, and Biden in China, and his sister, and his brother. Yeah, he's got bigger problems than all of that. The fact that the Democrats don't like him, that people think he's cray-cray, because he is. He's got bigger problems. And you know what that is? Something he said recently. And here it is.
Our culture is not imported from some African nation or some Asian nation. It's our English jurisprudential culture. Our European culture.
Ouch. Ouch. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Ouch, Joe Biden. You ain't black. Whoa, did you catch this? It's our culture. 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 It's not imported from some African nation, some Asian nation. It's not from those mongrels. No. This is from European culture. Wow. Look, I'm not here to get all up in black leftist business. I mean, business. They don't say business. That's, yeah, that's too tough to pronounce. Business. They say business. I don't want to get all up in black folks on the other side of the aisle's business with Joe Biden. But that sounds suspiciously like a racist comment to this brother. See, because I believe American culture has been imported from all cultures. Yeah, call me an Uncle Tom and a step and fetch it coon bud Negro. But I believe that we are made up of an amalgam of all these cultures. I don't know where Joe Biden thinks hip hop came from. I don't know where Joe Biden thinks, you know, the dashiki and the Cosby Show. Oh, we can't say that anymore, right? I don't know where Joe Biden thinks this thing that is America is made of, but it's got a pretty good black contingent. It's also got a pretty good Asian contingent that most people seem to be pretty proud of. I like going to Chinatown. I happen to really enjoy Chinese culture so much so that in my time on Earth, I've spent the better part of 4 decades immersed in it, in this thing called the martial arts. Oh, it's part of our culture. You know, Joe, whoa, let me ask you, you guys tell me, this is the KevinJacksonShow.com, that's how you get a hold of us. You let me know what you think about that clip. Is that a racist clip? Let me ask you this. Let me ask it this way. Could Donald Trump get away with making that statement without it being blown up in the news? I'm talking about, I'm not talking about using TNT. I'm not even talking about C4. I'm talking about nuclear. This would be a nuclear comment if Donald Trump made it. I don't know what's going to happen with it. What are you going to do with it? You're going to tell people about this podcast and say, look, I don't know a whole lot about racism, but there's this black dude that played a clip of Joe Biden, and it sounded rather racist to me. He seemed to think it was racist. Now, again, I defer to my black friend, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in a bit, folks. Keep it here. We love that you're here. Coach.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's just talk Joe Biden for a little bit more. How about that, America? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Before I start that, let me tell you, a lot of you have now begun to see the film Bleeding Blue. The reviews are rave, as expected. And I knew it would be that way, and I appreciate the feedback. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com, where you can stream it online, and hope to hear your comments about it. But I do want to talk Biden for a bit, and the reason is there are people who are concerned about Captain Demento, and they're saying, Kevin, you're saying, you know, is there really a possibility for Biden, or, you know, God forbid Trump loses, you know, when you're having conversations with me or you send me notes. You're very concerned. And I do everything I can to alleviate your fears, not by giving you false information, by giving you what I believe to be amazing evidence that showcases Biden. And just so you guys are clear, the Trump campaign hasn't even really gone after Biden. They've talked about him with China, and he is in cahoots with China. And according to the people that run the Trump campaign, if you watch their tweets and stuff, they will tell you they think China's a huge issue here. They think a lot of Americans blame the virus on China, the economy, the fall of the economy on China. And they're very They're very excited. They're happy. Okay, how about that? They're happy that Donald Trump is the president during this time, not Joe Biden. Can you imagine a guy suffering from the mental illness that Biden has trying to lead this country back from this nonsense? So I just want to give you, here's what I want to do. I want to focus on Biden, his family, and I just with the understanding from you guys that this guy is so, oh my gosh, if you just put this all together logically, and don't think about it politically. Think about it rationally. Think about it as a consumer. You're just out and about in your daily life and how it's being impacted. Is the so-called Trump racism really impacting you, or is the Trump economy? You get what I'm saying? Just back away from it for a little bit. Sometimes you can be too close to the problem. This is how you know, folks, how to recognize how scared the Democrats are. Okay, I'm about to tip you off. I'm about to give you something that you can use not only now, but forevermore, okay, at least going into November of this year. You can recognize how scared Democrats are by how much they talk about the polls. And we are getting bombarded now with new polling information. Joe Biden's ahead by 9 points in the national average. Joe Biden, I love this one. Joe Biden is ahead by 5 points, 5 to 6 points in the tough states, in the battleground states. In Texas, Joe Biden is ahead of Donald Trump. Yep. It's all great news for Joe Biden. This is a man, people, that the left are hiding from America. Did you see his oh my gosh, I don't know if you saw his last press conference. He's asking, is it raining? We might want to come in. The dude is seeing ghosts. The Democrats believe that they are going to get a man elected by keeping him in the shadows. He's not going to see the light of day. Let me tell you what's happening. Every time Biden goes to meet with big donors, they look at each other and go, are you kidding? See, this is not fake news that Joe Biden has dementia. This is legit. Joe Biden has dementia. We're not making it up. It's not a scare tactic. Look, if Joe Biden didn't have dementia, he doesn't deserve to be president. Let me just be clear about it. So when I talk about his dementia, I'm not trying to sway you and go, oh, well, he's obviously suffering from dementia. He's a Democrat. This is not partisan. This is legit. Joe Biden suffers from dementia. That's his problem. But anyway, they say he's beaten Trump. Here's the Hill. This is from The Hill. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is leading in Florida, according to a new poll, and he's tied with the president in two other key swing states Trump carried in 2016, Arizona and Texas. Now, look, let me just help you here a little bit. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I live in Arizona. I don't know what's going on in Arizona in terms of Joe Biden's popularity. But if you want to convince this black man that Joe Biden is leading Donald Trump or tied with Donald Trump in Texas, you must be out of your demented head. There is no way that's happening. And I know Texas has turned more, it's a lot less red because of the illegals and the shenanigans that the Democrats have tried. But if you think Joe Biden is going to beat Donald Trump in Texas, you're out of your mind. Biden has a 6-point lead over Trump in Florida based on, here it comes, CBS News poll. Former VP has 48% support and Trump has 42% in the Sunshine State. So Florida, a state that elected DeSantis, a state that, quite frankly, has luckily for us begun shifting back. And let me tell you, Andrew Gillum didn't help. Black man, Democrat who almost beat DeSantis, caught in a room with a male hooker doing dope. You think that helped Joe Biden? This guy was like the poster child of Democrats in Florida. Everybody knew him. Do you think the Democrats in Florida, oh, you know, it's really sad that Andrew Gillum didn't make it. Maybe we could get Joe Biden and this demented guy to replace the dude who brought our economy back. You think the black women, because they say it was black women on education that put DeSantis in, you think these people suddenly shifted back because they heard about Gillum? And now they've got, oh my God, we now have Biden to step in and save the day. Tell me anywhere, using your common sense, okay? I'm gonna do a Vulcan mind meld and give you some of mine. Okay, now you've got some common sense. Do you believe that there's any serious person who says, you know what, Joe Biden would be a great replacement for Donald Trump? I'm talking about, don't include the brain dead leftists. I'm talking about people that are in the middle, you know, the 20% of the vote that swings one way or the other. If you can convince me that in the battleground state, those people are the ones that went, you know, that Trump, he did a horrible thing. This Wuhan virus is his deal. Yeah, this is his fault. The economy slipping, that's his fault. The reason we got to wear these stupid masks, which I don't wear it. I don't know if you do, but I don't. I walk in, they go, sir, you need a mask? I have a medical exemption. And I walk right, I blast right by them. And they don't say anything. I was at a ball game with my kid. I walk in the first time, the girl goes, I can't serve you without a mask. I said, I have a medical exemption. Oh, okay. Then I came in again, and another guy stopped me, and she told him, no, he's got a medical exemption. That's all it takes, because they can't ask you anything else. But anyway, back to Biden. Yeah, overwhelming support they say he has. Well, we'll go into some of the numbers because I want to talk more about Biden's anyway when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States budget deficit hit $3 trillion in the last year, putting the financial gap on pace to be the largest annual deficit since World War II. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating the annual deficit could total $3.7 trillion in the fiscal year that ends September 30th. That prediction could total more if lawmakers, when they get back from their summer recess, approve another coronavirus relief package. Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime boyfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, will face a federal judge in New York on Tuesday. Maxwell's attorneys are insisting she be let out on bond, but according to legal analyst Lisa Green,
if you were going to produce a YouTube video, an instructional video on how to look like someone who you can't count on to appear in court for a hearing, it would be based on the facts we read about in the prosecution's case.
This is USA Radio News. After a Supreme Court ruling, the government carries out their first execution in 17 years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three.
With confirmed coronavirus cases continuing to surge across the country, the debate is continuing as to whether children should be in school for in-person learning starting in August. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio believes,
so there has to be a non-school option available to people, but I do believe we have to work extra hard to be as flexible as we can to figure out a way to get those who do need to be in school into a brick-and-mortar facility so they can learn.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about Joe Biden supposedly winning in the polls, but let me tell you, there's a different measure what you can think about this when you think about Biden winning something. Is this is a measure of the Democrats' desperation. They must demoralize you. They must make you believe that Trump is losing. How could anybody want to vote for this guy? I mean, geez, they got jobs. They got 401ks that are not only that went down but are back on the rise. They have people that have our consumer confidence is back up. Their belief in his ability to keep the world safe, keep America safe, etc. And you, meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden who says, you know what, defund the police. I don't care. I'm going to tax the living daylights out of you when I'm president. And all the anarchy that you can imagine is going to be there. And I'm going to support all the foreign countries over you, citizens of America. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden, leading Donald Trump, they say. And I love what they give you the reason. They say the battleground states that are experiencing surges in the coronavirus. And they found that voters were most concerned with the ones who were most concerned with COVID-19 were more likely to support Biden. Yeah. I want you to understand, this is the rationale for how Donald Trump is going to lose. They polled on the WHO flu pandemic. And they said, what do you think? Who's better off? Democrats, tell us who you want. And overwhelming support said, oh, well, we support Joe Biden. I want you to understand how focused this was, this discussion about who could better lead the country. So here's what it was. Biden had overwhelming support, 72% in Arizona, 67% in Florida, and 68% in Texas among voters who were, quote, very concerned about COVID-19, pollsters found. So what they want you to believe is this. The majority of mostly Democrats overwhelmingly would support how Joe Biden would have handled COVID. The Chinese Wu flu pandemic. They believed that a guy suffering from dementia would do better in getting this done. Donald Trump said from the moment that ship embarked and they said they've got this new disease, he said, stop it. He then said, nobody from China can fly in. And they called him a racist. But Joe Biden could have done better. Then we learn, oh, the Chinese haven't told us everything. And the WHO is in bed with the Chinese. And, oh, when is the last time anybody blamed the pandemic on a president? Could somebody please answer me this listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? But they want you to believe this is the this is the catalyst that's going to drive Biden past Donald Trump, past all of his racist, Joe Biden's racist nonsense. And I just played earlier in the broadcast Joe Biden saying, what are you talking about? We're not made up of no African-American culture. We're made up of European culture. You think we're going to let that go? You think my team's going to let that go? So you've got all these things that are brewing, but they want you to believe Joe Biden's you can't beat him. Biden had the support of only 15% of Florida who were not concerned about COVID-19. I want to repeat that. Of the people who are not concerned about it, Biden was only 15%. In other words, 85% of the people who aren't concerned about COVID are going to vote for Donald Trump. Now, I want you to understand, the majority of this polling, so heavily Democrat, that the numbers we're talking about, this is not boding well for Joe Biden. But people, you seem to want to believe that the man's got a shot. I mean, no matter what I do, I'm trying to convince you that to use common sense. Don't look at these polls the way they try to tell you. In fact, I laugh at these polls. It's fun for me to dissect them because I know this guy is losing. He's got, I don't even want to go. He's just, Here's the last part, and then I'm going to jump into some other stuff about the Bidens. So Biden supposedly has increased his support among likely female voters in each of the swing states. They say Biden is doing better with women than Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton did in 2016. Well, I mean, why not? Biden's got a great record with women. Lord knows nobody's remembering the Fingers, Joey Fingers, right? Tara Reid is going to be in the distance. Nobody remembers her. Biden's not a misogynist. Isn't that Donald Trump? Why wouldn't women be more interested in Joe Biden? I mean, after all, he's a sexy beast, isn't he? Certainly, when he's on camera, oh man, the animal magnetism that this guy draws is crazy. It would be toxic masculinity if he weren't a Democrat, right? He's really got the women's vote. I mean, he's doing so much for them that there's, of course it increases. Why wouldn't he have more than Hillary Clinton and, of course, a.k.a. Donald Trump? Also, well, I should say, ergo, not a.k.a. ergo Donald Trump. He should have more than he does, right? He's doing so much. I mean, yeah, what that Joe Biden man, he's come out with all these female initiatives to help women, like, I can't seem to think of anything right now, but you get what I'm saying, right? Of course he does. So here's what's funny. Now they're telling us there's going to be a blue wave. This is an op-ed piece that appeared in The Hill. And here's what this guy writes. There's a wave coming, a blue wave like the one in 2018, only bigger, much bigger, big enough to sweep away President Trump and the Republican majority in the Senate. So we're going to lose it all. You guys, you should be afraid. It's all going away. Now, let me tell you how these op-eds get written, just so you know. A little inside baseball. So there's a group out of the Democrats have multiple groups. But they will literally say, hey, listen, are you interested in writing a piece for us on this subject? And then you go, yeah, I'd love to. Then they go, okay, great. If you write this piece, we'll pay you $1,500. So they get all these, they call them social media influencers, and they pay them all. They give you the boilerplate and say, now you have to agree. You have to believe it in your heart. You know, I mean, you don't have to, but you can tell them that you do, because they're going to give you a boilerplate that says, okay, let's pretend that there's global climate change. So they say, here's the gist of global climate change. And then you write, you know, the thing might say, we all know the science is in on global climate change. You may say something like, hey, it's pretty clear now that the science is in on global climate change. You change it up enough to where it's your piece, but at its core, it's been distributed to 100 people, and they paid 100 people $1,500, $2,000 each to write about it. And it looks like when you go do a Google search, it looks like, oh, my gosh, everybody's talking about global climate change, because it'll be massive social influencers. And so these guys have big, the amount of people that follow them, and they will push it out, and it looks like millions of people are talking about the same topic, because people will link to it. And I'm telling you, it's a strategy. You write the article, it posts, it goes out to a big social media following. Somebody else picks it up. They send it out to on the they call it the wire. And so then AP picks it up, or Reuters, or somebody says, oh boy, there's a lot of talk about global climate change. And everybody thinks, oh my gosh, yeah, global climate change. That's how it's done. And so that's essentially what's going on here. Guy says a blue wave's coming. We've seen wave elections before. There was a Democratic wave in 1964. Barry Goldwater only carried 6 states. 38% of the popular vote. 1972, McGovern only carried 1 state in the District of Columbia. 38% of the vote. At this point in 1992, first Bush president was at 38% approval. A few months later, he lost his bid for re-election. What's Donald Trump's approval? You guessed it, 38%. That's right. The anti-Trump wave is building. Every national poll taken over the past month shows Democrat Joe Biden leading Trump. Average margin of victory is approaching 10 points. Yes, Hillary Clinton was leading Trump in the polls at this stage of the campaign, but by smaller margins. Moreover, Biden is leading in all of the battleground states, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, where Trump won razor-thin victories. They want you scared. Scared beyond belief. They want you to believe you got no possible shot. They say Biden's not as unpopular as Hillary was. Clinton's negative ratings were 55%. They said the public's view of Biden is more neutral, 45% favorable, 46% unfavorable. That's better than the public's view of Trump, 56% unfavorable. Look, folks, I love looking at these numbers because, see, these are wishful thinking numbers. These are Democrats telling you, man, we are so scared, we got to make ourselves feel good. Have you seen Trump? Are we walking around going, look, Donald Trump's at 65%. We took an internal poll. Do Republicans run around looking for salvation? Like, show me a poll that Donald Trump is winning, please. We just take our lumps. Yeah, because we know what's
this
really
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This next story I freaking love. I'm glad you're here to hear this particular story. I didn't write it, but the guy who wrote it did great research, and it's about Dr. Jill Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And he begins this. This was in WND. He says, it's a quote from Whoopi Goldberg on The View. I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes the Surgeon General. She's a heck of a doctor, she says, a different word. She said, she's an amazing doctor. This was a month ago on The View. And he says this, Goldberg, who appeared to be wearing a white mop on her head, could almost be forgiven for her ignorance. And propping up her sentient husband, Joe, the solicitous Dr. Biden gives off aggressive caregiver vibes. To further the confusion, Jill Biden relentlessly attributes herself the status of doctor. A quick Google search of Dr. Jill Biden nets more than 2 million hits. On WhiteHouse.gov, Twitter, and Facebook, among others, she shamelessly presents herself as Dr. Jill Biden. She is not, of course, an MD, nor is she a PhD, as Joy Behar claimed in correcting Goldberg. Dr. Biden is, in fact, an ED, an EdD, a Doctor of Education. It's far too many universities and EdD, I'm sorry, at far too many universities, an EdD is slightly harder to obtain than a GED. I gotta stop there just to chuckle. Man. Boy, oh boy. But it gets even better because you get to see Joe Biden, Bidenism at play when you understand how Dr. Jill became a doctor, even an EdD. Okay? Yeah, here's what he says. The evidence suggests that it was particularly easy for Dr. Jill to get her doctorate in 2007 from the University of Delaware. Being married to Delaware U.S. Senator Quid Pro Joe had to have helped at least a little. Oh my gosh. I got to tell you guys, you must do what I'm about to tell you next. It says it is her dissertation, the first quarter of which is online, that gives the game away. You have to read her dissertation. I had my oldest son in the fifth grade wrote better than this woman. And I'm not even exaggerating that one bit. Titled, Student Retention at the Community College, Meeting Students' Needs. This is what got her an EdD from the University of Delaware, the state where, of course, her family lives and her husband is a senator. Okay. He says, the dissertation reads like a kind of term paper an undergrad would slop together the night before it was due. Fluff up with random quotes, rush to finish before the meth lost its kick, and pray to get the C needed to graduate. And he's not exaggerating that one bit. That is if I had written the description myself, it would be something similar to that. He says, I never thought I would read an academic paper dumber than Michelle Obama's senior thesis at Princeton. The one the late Christopher Hitchens said cannot be read at all in the strict sense of the verb. This is because it wasn't written in any known language. In Michelle's defense, hers was an undergraduate thesis. Dr. Jill has no such excuse. Hers is a doctoral dissertation and further testament to the ongoing corruption of the education administration complex. This woman, folks, let me just stop for a second, is a fake doctor. She used the Biden name to give herself credentials, and people believe this woman is a medical doctor. Forget PhD. They think she is giving care to her husband in his time of dementia. I'll be honest. I thought Dr. Jill Biden was a medical doctor. She's Jill, a presidential hanger-on, just like Hillary Clinton. And they needed to beef up her cred because it made, oh, the Bidens, they're going in there with this. There's Joe, Vice President Joe, and Dr. Jill. Frauds is what they are. Anyway, he says, the second sentence reads, the needs of the student population are often undeserved, resulting in a student dropout rate of almost one-third. He says, I think Dr. Biden meant underserved, not undeserved. I know, it was only one letter off, but someone on her committee might have caught a mistake this Freudian. And of course, the needs aren't underserved. The students, allegedly, are. So, in other words, the way she wrote the sentence, the needs, I'm going to take out of the student population, the needs are often undeserved, resulting in a student dropout rate of almost a third. Now, she meant to say the needs are underserved. So, the point of this is this lady doesn't even know how to connect the noun to the verb. So he says, in fact, the whole dissertation reads as if a second-year ESL student wrote it. Almost every single sentence has a problem with word choice, logic, or both. And I'm stopping to explain to you guys that this is a woman getting an education doctorate from what is supposed to be a prestigious university, the University of Delaware. And you, there's nothing about this that if you were an academic and you read this, and I'm a writer, if I read this, I would be like, this is junk. This is drivel. But I want you to understand what the Bidens are willing to do in order to raise their street cred. Do you, I'm going to ask you, my audience, the Kevin Jackson Show audience, do you honestly believe with just what I've written, you know, talk to you about right now, do you honestly believe that you would have gotten a PhD from the University of Delaware if you wrote that dribble? You know the answer. So he goes on. He says, writes Dr. Jill, the community college classroom is unlike any other classroom in America. Diversity, rather than homogeneity, is the norm. Huh? He says, now where exactly is homogeneity the norm? He says, only 20,000 words long. Dr. Biden fills the dissertation with empty platitudes pulled straight from the school mission statements and lengthy quotes from dubious sources that add little but word count. Dr. Biden is, if nothing else, a doctor of the obvious. Way too many sentences read something like this. Community college students, often from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, often seek a degree to earn more money in the workforce. Duh! And please, one often a sentence is enough. I'm going to reread it again so you get it. She writes, community college students, often from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, often seek a degree to earn more money in the workforce. He says, Dr. Biden is a doctor of the irrelevant. She makes the case, for instance, that high school English teachers should switch the student research paper format from MLA to APA. She then follows up her garbled ESL best. This example is one of many that portrays how public education puts community college students at a disadvantage. Portrays? See, what he did is he dissected what she wrote. Which is what academics are supposed to do. They take you through what's called academic rigor. And at elite universities, and I don't know what the University of Delaware is, they want to say, no, you're going, when you write something and you're coming up with a thought, it needs to be a very well-researched thought. And you, in order to earn any type of a doctoral degree, you've got to give it some level of intellectual, I don't know what I'm trying to look for here, but you've got to give me some rigor that says your point of view is something that's not shared by many, and you can make a case for your point of view. For the record, I do it every day. I do it every day in my sleep. Look, this isn't a brag about Kevin Jackson. I'm telling you, if you listen to this program, you know what I'm talking about. You learn something on this program, you know, wow, I wouldn't have thought of it that way. And it inspires you to go do more research. That's what ED, anything with doctoral after it, is supposed to be the highest level of thinking. It's supposed to inspire somebody to go out and say, I'm going to go research that. I want to go see if maybe there's a nuance to this or something else. That's what it does. And that's what I try to do every single day on this radio show. And I can write 20,000 words of the most intriguing stuff you've even imagined without even breaking a sweat. And I don't have an ED. I don't have a PhD. And I certainly don't have an MD. I'd be dangerous with an MD. Give me the knife. But boy, PhD, when I see PhD, I go to these school board meetings and stuff. Dr. So-and-so, doctor this, educate, doctor. And I go, hey, Kevin Jackson, ordinary citizen that will make you all look really stupid. So here goes, bam, and I just explode them. But here's my point. This lady is not a doctor. And they're making you believe it because they need you to believe that she's intelligent.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.